Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An historic nomination to fill the seat on the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this momentous event on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. It is incredible that we are in a moment in time where the future of the Supreme Court could be drastically changed. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as you all know, of course, passed away from pancreatic cancer. And she wanted to stay on the bench until a new president was ultimately installed. She obviously, I think, stayed on the bench, Holly, even during the Obama administration, because she thought, without a doubt, Hillary Clinton would be the next president, and she wanted to have her seat filled by a woman president, the first woman president in history. And of course, that didn't happen. President Donald Trump became the president. He's already nominated and had confirmed two justices of the United States Supreme Court and about 300 federal court judges across the country, literally transforming the judicial landscape. But a third nominee being appointed by this president and this Senate is significant because this is a seat, the Ginsburg seat, that has now been vacated by her passing, that was always extremely liberal on every conceivable issue of Judeo-Christian values, whether it be the Ten Commandments, which I argued before her, the issue of abortion, which she was radically pro-abortion. She even made statements such as the fact that I thought that abortion was about getting rid of the, quote, undesirables, close quote. That's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And, of course, that's a eugenics position.
Right, just like Margaret Sanger.
And also on same-sex marriage with respect to that 5-4 decision in 2015. And if you remember, in the year leading up to that argument at the U.S. Supreme Court, she performed a same-sex wedding ceremony.
So she should have recused herself because
she of
that, right?
Have, but she literally flaunted this issue and then remained on the bench for that 5-4 decision. So many ways there have been significant violations of the Constitution and Judeo-Christian values by a seat that's now vacated that didn't respect life or the Constitution. And now there is a historic moment to change. And Holly, this is going to be a battle unlike we've ever seen. And it was vicious during the Kavanaugh confirmation, but it is more vicious that we're going to see now, because everybody knows that this means the abortion decision, Roe versus Wade, and all of its subsequent progeny, and many other cases, is literally riding on the line of this next confirmation.
Yeah, I mean, we've already seen the violence. We've seen Senator Lindsey Graham's house being attacked, which I suspect by paid protesters. So, you know, we can only imagine what is about to unveil. But, you know, it's the president's job to do this. It's not a make-a-wish foundation on part of any of the senators or what, you know, Ginsburg would or wouldn't have desired, but it's the president's job to fill the seat, and that's exactly what he's going to do.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 2016, when asked about whether or not the Senate should take up the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice in the last year of President Obama's term, said, quote, that's their job, close quote. And also, the president doesn't stop being president during that last year of office. The president still has the duty and still has the authority and has the opportunity to make a nomination of any judge or justice, and it's the Senate's duty to take it up.
But it seems that some of the radical advocates have forgotten that.
And, you know, Senator Schumer and Senator Warren, those all said the same thing, and many others in 2016. It's the Senate's job to take up the president's nomination and to vote on this nomination. So Senator Lindsey Graham, who is the chair of the Judiciary Committee, which is where this nomination will go first, and then from there it'll go to the full Senate, said that they're taking up this this nomination. They're going to move it through to the full Senate. Now, he said that there are enough votes to actually confirm this justice for this next seat before the election.
What does it take, 47, I believe,
voting? It'll take a majority, just a pure majority of those that are present to vote.
Okay.
And, of course, when we had the Kavanaugh confirmation, it was a very close vote by a couple of votes. We've had two senators say that they don't want to vote before the election, and that's Senator Collins, Republican, and Senator Murkowski. And those two said, and those were the ones, remember, we were waiting on to see what they were going to do under Kavanaugh. But we still, even with that, have enough votes, assuming they all, other than those two, would vote favorably. But there should be a Democrat also. Maybe not, but there should be, just based on principle, want to take up this vote because there are some pro-life Democrats. Now, I know that they have been marginalized and they have been silenced. And new Democrats coming up, you don't play in the party if you're pro-life anymore. You get literally disenfranchised. But there's still some within the Senate that have expressed pro-life views. And again, this is not a pro-life vote. The consequences is life. This is a vote on a person who is qualified to serve on the United States Supreme Court.
A constitutionalist.
Who is a constitutionalist. And that's really what you're asking.
Right.
You want somebody to be fair to the Constitution that they're interpreting. That they are under the Constitution, and they have to grapple with the words, look at the history, and apply it to today. Not ignore it, not rewrite it, and it's the same for any statute. It's not a judge's job to make the law. It's a judge's job to interpret the law and apply
right.
it to any given situation.
But as in the case with Kavanaugh, it was the radical activists that were fighting about abortion. That was really what the underlying reason was.
We
they
have
got
our,
angry.
We have a ministry center, an office right behind the U.S. Supreme Court, and we were involved very heavily in that Kavanaugh confirmation, both in talking to senators, but also in our prayer ministry, praying for them.
Yeah.
We prayed for the family, prayed for the people in the confirmation.
Even the congressman invited our prayer teams in to pray for them.
Yeah, because it got to be so bad. You remember,
right.
Holly, that these paid protesters that were literally being paid.
Didn't even know why they were there. They were just paid and given breakfast and lunch.
And some of them would come in and they would be, they would paint themselves as though they were bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come into the Senate hearing room and they would intentionally disrupt and yell and scream. I hope that they take more control of it this time.
I think our founders would really be in despair to see what's happening these days, you know, the immaturity and the violence that's going on.
Yeah, that's right. I think they would. And, you know, you remember how Justice Clarence Thomas, back then, he was literally raked through the coals. Then Senator Ted Kennedy mm-hmm. led that assault on this good, decent man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it got even worse with Kavanaugh. Now it's going to even go higher. So pray for the nominee and pray for the senators. There's a lot of pressure that's being put on them. And as you mentioned, people are already showing up at Senator Lindsey Graham's home in the early hours of the morning with bullhorns, intimidating him, threatening to bang down his door and come into his house. And that should never happen. Pray for their protection. Pray for this nominee to be confirmed.
And pray for our president and our country right now, more than ever.
Yeah, pray for America, because this really shows the divide in America. But it's also an incredibly important, significant, historic time. You know, I just want the Supreme Court and all courts to get back to the rule of law. That's all I want.
Yes.
And if you don't like the result, then amend the Constitution or change the statutes through the elective process. Judges should not have that power. And as a result of this out-of-control Supreme Court, millions of lives of innocent children have been sacrificed through abortion. And that should never be. For more information, continue to follow this at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.